Hi everyone. Welcome to season 3, episode 2 of Your Girlfriend Tez. Hi. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so glad that you decided to listen and to join me today. Today's episode is called Picturesque Pussy. Interesting how I came about this topic. I decided New Year's to well, New Year's Eve, I guess, the last day of 2021, to take a hike up the mountains. I had put out on Instagram a little question for you guys to ask what you would like to hear in season 3. Got some interesting answers, and thank you so much to those who replied and told me what you're interested in. There was a particularly interesting fella that left me a plethora of voice messages, and thank you for those, sir. He is I think was not in his sober mind, but he was rambling on about vaginas, and he was wanting to talk about vaginas, and I'm always down to talk about vaginas. And he was talking about why big girls have bigger vaginas, like why, and then he's like, well, why do thick girls have big vaginas, blah blah blah, and like he was saying that he's like, I like it, but like, do they and blah blah blah. And I'm like, does this man really not know? So I was like, okay. And he was like asking about why some vaginas stink and like mud flaps. And I'm thinking it means like this guy was fucking hilarious. So I was like, okay, we're gonna have to have this episode. We're gonna have to have this talk. All right, class. We're gonna have to have a talk about the body parts of the human anatomy, okay, what we're made of, about vaginas. We'll talk about some dicks too. Let's just throw everybody in the mix there. Okay, so first, let's. I'm gonna put in my own experience with vagina, and that would be the one that is on me currently and attached to my body currently. So if you've seen me, and if you haven't, you can find me on Instagram. You can see me. You can see pictures of my body. I'm not a small person. I'm 5'6", so I'm fairly tall. For a girl, I mean, I'm not like tall, but I mean, for a girl, I'm tall. On the taller side. And nothing on me is small except for like my nose and my ears. Okay, girl got a big head, big eyeballs, big titties, big ass, big legs, like stacked. All right, stacked, thick as, okay, not small, big girl. All right, a lot of woman on a lot of handles. All right, a lot of places to grab and to hold on to, and I'm okay with that. So what I do not have though is a big vagina because I'm not small. I do not have. And there are a few people in this world, I guess, not so many, but there are a couple, more than a couple. There's a few that can attest to this, that have both seen and felt my vagina. And maybe there's some of you listening out there that actually have. And if you have, congratulations, buddy. You're lucky and you're welcome. But it is indeed very tight. And it is it's not bigger. The portion, the vagina, guys, is a muscle that is internal. Okay, I mean, do I really have to explain this? I guess I do. Okay, the outside of the vagina is could vary obviously and look different on everybody. So you can have like big pussy lips, and fatter padding around like your mound. So like there's more padding, like there's more fat on my mound because like where is like, I guess, your pubes grow, you know? If you have pubic hair, that area is gonna be more puffy. It's not gonna be like stuck to my bones, I guess, because there's more fat there. And yeah, that's what happens when you're fatter. You get more fat on your body. You don't, or like you're thicker, you have more muscles, more fat, more fluids, whatever. But no, your vagina does not get bigger. But I just thought that was hilarious. And I'm like, no, I have a very, very tight vagina still. Thank you. So there is a, I guess there are people that do have a little bit of, their vaginas are maybe going through recovery from having, children, or you're older. So what basically, like, I would think of a rubber band. That rubber band just, it snaps back, right? But over time, obviously, and having been stretched out for so long, it doesn't quite stretch back exactly, right? But in that case, you would do Kegels. So a woman that has pushed a baby out of her vagina, both my kids have been cut, brutally cut from me, and I have a beautiful scar from hip to hip on my stomach, right in the lower part of my stomach to prove it. But they have come out of my body that way. Thank God I never actually had to naturally deliver them. But if you have had to deliver your children, that is such a beautiful experience. And your vagina snaps back within 6 months. Okay. You got to do like Kegels and you can do exercises to strengthen your pelvic floor. But your vagina is strong as fuck. And even after a couple babies, it's gonna be totally the same, right? It's gonna snap back. Only after you've had multiple children, I'm talking multiple and like the four, five, six kids, is when you start to it starts to have a harder time. But even then, you can do Kegel exercises and strengthen your muscle and put it back. So it just won't naturally go all the way back on its own. And also, age does the same thing because vaginas, when you're getting ready to have sex, they change in size. You know, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that, I guess, when we get into more of the sexy science about vaginas. But okay, yes, so basically, I guess we'll just say now. Basically, when you're about to have sex, okay, your vagina, it that's when you're it's gonna open up. It doesn't stay that way. It opens up for sex and then it closes itself back up. Vaginas are amazing like that. So, sir, thank you. I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but thank you for asking the question. And no, bigger girls do not have bigger vaginas, but unless they've had multiple children or they are going through a hormonal change. And even in that case, like that doesn't really mean shit because they could be doing Kegels at the wazoo and fucking have vagina that will chop your dick off. So, okay. So that being said, oh, I am so sorry. Listener shout out is gonna go to my winners for the t-shirts, guys. Thank you so much for everybody that who entered to win the t-shirts and to win the Valentine from me. From episode one, I have already sent all the packages out 2 days ago. So you should be getting a package from me. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I can't, I think it might have been yesterday. Yesterday. So tomorrow, most of you should be receiving your package from me. If you don't get it tomorrow, you will get it the next day. Get it. If you open it, take a picture, post it, tag me in it. I hope you love everything and I'm so excited for you to receive it. So the listeners that received the t-shirt are going to be Carrie Scott. I will link her Instagram here. She's actually new to Instagram. And she's awesome. So I'm gonna link her right here on in the description for this. Michael Gelsomini and Patrick Lawson. So I will link everybody's Instagram. Go follow them, like all their shit, and support them. They support me. And thank you guys for supporting me. I hope you guys love your shirts. I hope you get it soon. Hopefully by tomorrow. And hope everything fits. Okay. All right. So back to it. Okay, so the other like kind of false thing he was talking about was like how vaginas smell. Now, yes, vaginas can smell weird. I have a vagina, it can smell weird, especially if I get out of the gym. Girl, it smells like fucking fish be cooking up in there. Listen, it depends really. On certain days, it's gonna smell different. And you know, it's kind of like super gross, but since I'm your girlfriend, I guess we just get really intimate here. If I have garlic, like my vagina will smell garlicky, like some kind of good seasoned meat or something is happening down there. If it gets heated up, like it's obviously not just not going to smell like that, but I mean, if it's like, if I'm getting like aroused, I'm almost regretting talking about it. But yeah, so if I like have something with like garlic in it, and I fucking love garlic, give me all the fucking garlic in the world. So yeah, it will smell like it has like a garlicky smell. It's very interesting. But it depends. Okay, so smell is very natural. Vaginas are natural. You're only gonna have like a smelly vagina, if you have some kind of infection, like where it's gonna smell. Believe me, you're gonna know, because as soon as you take your pants off, you're gonna have like, I've never had a yeast infection, but I have been at roommates with people who have had yeast infections and haven't had yeast infections, knock on wood. Where's some fucking wood? I think this is a cork, but we'll say wood. Okay. Have never had a yeast infection, and I hope I never get one. They hear they're fucking terrible. But they also, they, oh yeah, you smell it. That's when a vagina be so like gross. Like, oh my Lord. And I heard they're terrible to deal with. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to smell one. I don't want it to be smelling on me. I don't want to feel it. So that's when you know you have some kind of shit going on, when there's like an infection. Okay. Other than that, it has really more to do with like your pH levels, the shit that you're eating. Like I said, if I have garlic, I definitely know I could smell it in my like vagina. So you're going through a hormonal change, or your time of the month, or whatever. Obviously, it's gonna smell more sulfury, like that sulfury smell of like blood, which is delicious. Yeah, like if you have more, I know notice like if I have like coffee, which I have a coffee every day, but if I'm in like I've only had like coffee and like oatmeal and like fruit or something like that for breakfast, that it's gonna smell and taste better. And yes, I do taste my vagina. I fucking with my fingers in there, I'll smell it, and I will fucking lick my fingers, and I'm okay with that. I need to know what's going down. I need to know if it tastes good. And sometimes it's just a neurotic thing. And yep. Okay, so all right, so but smell is normal, guys. Vaginas are amazing machines, and they are self-cleaning, and they'll let you know if you've had a lot of garlic, or if you have an infection. Okay. And if you do, I hope you're taking care of yourself, okay? And let your partner know, because you can pass yeast infections on from one to another. And I have seen this happen with a guy friend of mine getting a yeast infection over and over with this girlfriend, who they continued to fuck even though she had a yeast infection. They just kept passing it back and forth to each other because they were fucking stupid. Okay. All right. So now we're gonna talk about. All right. So this is kind of going away for the most part, which is good. But there is still like kind of stigma around like slut shaming of girls that have had sex before marriage, or girls that have had multiple partners or whatever, and like popping the cherry and saving the cherry for marriage. Let me tell you something. Some women aren't even born with the hymen. It's called a hymen. It's just like a thin membrane that goes across the opening of the vaginal canal. And if you're like even remotely active, you probably, by the time that you have sex in your childhood, have already accidentally popped it anyways. This kind of dates back to the times when people are just trying not to fucking get diseases and die, and they are in like hoop skirts and fully fucking buckled in, and all they're trying to do is like marry off to a successful person and literally just like stay warm and like not die from some kind of nasty disease. Women were a lot more delicate. They didn't have a lot of rights. They weren't allowed to do a lot of activities, have a lot of freedoms that, and they weren't, at least women of, I'm talking about women more of structure, of stature, a woman more, in more class. Okay. They were very well taken care of, and they didn't, they were like hidden, from the outside. They weren't allowed to do a lot of things, and they just were kind of to be quiet and play the harp and fucking learn how to read and just have babies, So breaking the hymen, that was more normal in that time, and that just kind of has stuck around, for a long time, especially in religions that really promote having sex after you have been married. So if for some reason you have if you're a man and you have a wife and you have sex with them for the first time and you don't see blood and you're like expecting to pop a cherry or some weird shit like that, it doesn't mean anything, okay? She's probably still a virgin if she says that she is, okay? Because she might not even have a hymen, or she could have like destroyed it a long time ago. And yeah, on like just being a kid, so just doing normal things growing up. So yeah, that is bullshit. Okay, so you not only perfect virgins have cherries, and you're not popping a cherry, and if she's not lying to you if you don't see blood on your dick. Okay, so there have been shows like Sex and the City and magazines like Cosmopolitan and stuff, always talking about, finding the G spot, and the G spot, which is like in your vagina. Like if that guy just gets that point right with his dick, like that he's gonna get you to come. And then guys have this crazy pressure on them, like, fuck, I gotta use my dick to make her come, and if I don't, and then guys are like, well, fuck, her vagina feels so good, I'm gonna fucking come, and now I'm just a loser and I feel like an asshole and I'm really bad at sex. No. No. So actually, there was like a poll taken. I got these numbers off of the dailydot.com, by the way, and I'll leave that link so you can go and check out this article if you'd like to. So it was a poll taken with women. And with women that had experienced orgasms and how they experienced orgasms and how often, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it came down to 93% of women experience orgasms only when stimulated with their clit, which is where all of these nerve endings are. This is where I will have an orgasm as well. Like, with you gotta use the clit, okay? Only 7% of women said that they had an orgasm using the dick alone. Okay, so men, if you're like, my dick is not hitting the G spot, that's not even a real thing. Okay, that's not even like a scientifically proven thing. Don't even trip about it. Okay, just fucking lick your clit and, finger it, whatever. You're good to go. Like, rub it while you're fucking it, whatever you want to do. But okay, go for the clit. It will help you. All right. Now, there are some, for me, I'm gonna talk about my own vagina now for a second, guys. So I definitely, my first orgasm, so like if I'm masturbating, okay, for instance, or even if I'm having sex, the first orgasm, is harder. It takes longer for me to achieve. It takes longer for me to get there, and it's gonna come from the clit, and it's going to be explosive. It's gonna make me fucking shake, and it's gonna be so good. Okay, the second orgasm after that. Now since my pussy is gonna be so sensitive, what I like is to get like the penetration. So it's like if my partner, or if I'm masturbating, like if I'm like if my vibrator gets me to that fucking point, like. I come, then I'll get like my dildo and then fuck myself, because then it's like my pussy's so tight and like that penetration feels so good that it gets me to another like It's like another orgasm, but it's not, it's different. It feels, I don't know how to explain it. It feels different. It's like a deeper feeling, a more, like obviously more internal. And it's less electrical, but it's more like an internal satisfaction that it like brings me to. And I love that. So now going to like anal stimulation, if I have like an anal plug in or like my tail in or whatever, and also like getting fucked. Well, if I have my tail in, I know that like my clit orgasm is gonna be there like so much faster. Something about the anus being stimulated really just like, I don't know if it's a mind fuck or whatever, but that feeling of that fullness like really gets me there quick. And so, especially if I have like, okay, so say I have my fucking anal plug in and my clit has been stimulated to the point of orgasm already, and then getting fucked after that. Yes, that feels so good. Now, say that I just had anal sex while touching my clit, will also get me there. So, like, an anal orgasm, like mixed with like clit stimulation, it doesn't, for me, it doesn't even have, obviously when you first put it in, it's uncomfortable, it kind of hurts, it's like fuck, you have to relax, and then you relax, all right, and then you get, it starts, you start getting fucked, and then you relax into it, and it starts feeling good, right, and then your clit starts to like throb, and it feels so good without even touching it. And then if you just reach up there, or if your partner reaches up there and just touches it barely, doesn't have to take anything, fuck, orgasm, right? And that orgasm feels different than just a clitoral orgasm. So I definitely would say there's like three levels of like orgasm or coming for me. Also, if I'm playing with my clit and then I'm edging, like the edging will get me to squirt. So the edging will be like, fuck, I'm so like feels so good, so close. Then like stop and then maybe like touching the clit and then like penetrate it. Oh my gosh, squirt. Like, or if I'm just like, I am focused so hard on like trying to come, but then I just like, I don't know, my mind kind of drifts away and then it comes back, drifts away, comes back. Oh my gosh, that's going to like just get me like dripping everywhere, just edging, getting to that point of edging. I know some people have like weird fetishes with edging and stuff like that. But yes, that needs to be like, there needs to be like a bed, needs to be like a fucking mattress cover for sure. Yeah, so then okay, so now let's talk about how we like the to pube or not to pube. That is the question, okay? So for me, on my personal scale vagina, my handy dandy vagina, for me, I would say, I do like to shave. I don't have it shaved all the time though, because I do let it grow out, and then every once in a while, like I'll leave it there for a while, and then I'll be like, all right, drive me nuts, I'm just gonna shave it off. And then I'll shave it off, and then it's like nice and silky smooth. And then, but I don't like shaving it. I used to shave it all the time, but then you get like ingrown hairs, and it just is a pain in the ass to deal with. So I don't want that, I want it to be like silky smooth and kind of like grow out, and then it's still like long, soft hairs, and then, trimming around and yeah. So I would say both. I'm down for both. I think both are great. What do I prefer on a man? I prefer hair. I prefer the I don't give a shit if you're trimming it or anything. I prefer like what is it? Like the manscape. You guys can manscape your shit up. Sure, but I am down for, I like a hairy trail, happy trail down to there, like a hairy stomach, like a hairy chest, hairy crotch, hairy thighs, like give me all of the pubes and the hair. I think it's manly as fuck and I like it, and that's just like my personal thing. But you guys do what makes you feel fucking happy, and if you feel sexy fucking taking, trimming it up, or like taking a razor to or whatever, like, hey, do what your girl likes or your guy likes or your non-binary partner likes, whatever that you're down for, fucking do it. Okay. So now this is gonna bring us to our sexy science portion of the show here. And it's sexy science, because science is sexy. Okay, so we talked about vaginas and we talked about how they bounce back, right? So this information is going to be coming to you from the medical news today, and I will leave this link for this article particularly in the description box so that you can read for yourself if you would like to, or if you need to, or you don't trust me. It's totally fine. So the average depth of a vagina, okay, is 3.77 inches. All right, guys, this is also this is for people tall, short, girls tall, short, fat, skinny, thick, curvy, whatever. All right, 3.77 inches average. Of course, that can change, vary slightly. But that's it. That's the average depth, okay? But here's the thing. It could stretch, obviously, to accommodate things like a tampon, a penis, a finger, et cetera, whatever else you're gonna shove up there, cucumber foot. So during arousal, okay, blood flows to the vagina and it causes the vagina to elongate, okay? And the cervix, or the tip of the uterus, it to lift up slightly, so that way more of a penis or finger or sex toy or whatever could fit. So if you've ever fingered a girl, or if you are a girl, or if you have a vagina, however you identify, and you've put your finger in there, okay, you could feel that little thing. And if you are aroused, you could feel that it is up, and you can kind of feel it like rubbing on there. And then you could, if you clench it down, it tightens around that, your vagina tightens around like the finger, or dick, whatever. Like if you do like a, I guess like a Kegel, when it's in there, you could like feel it loosen and tighten. So if you want to explore your body a little bit, if you are someone that is not familiar with your vagina, maybe you should do that so you can kind of understand that and feel around for yourself. Or if you're a guy, and next time pay attention, and you'll see that, yeah, when she's aroused, the cervix or the tip is going to lift up a little bit so that you can fit more in there. Okay. All right. So guys, something you're gonna escape too easily here, but we will talk. We have talked about guys. And I know that obviously there are like a lot of false stigmas around women, but there's definitely they're definitely around the men as well. An average erect penis length, okay, is 5 to 6.5 inches, okay? That's erect penis, guys. So we used to think that it was like hand or foot size that like determined the length of the dick, right? Or girls just want guys that are fucking 6 foot or higher because they have bigger dicks. This is not necessarily true, okay? For the most part, height is a good indicator of about, only because your dick is going to be fairly proportionate to your body height, but not necessarily. What's the better indicator if you are looking for a more well-endowed man of any stature or any size would be to look at his hands, okay? So a more beefier guy, a bigger guy down there is going to have a shorter pointer finger compared to his ring finger. So if you put your hands flat, okay, the pointer finger, okay, is going to be, or the index finger is going to be shorter than the ring finger. So the finger that's next to the pinky, okay? So your first pointer finger is going to be shorter than your ring finger. Now, the bigger the difference is between those two usually is an indicator of more testosterone in the womb, and an indicator of a penis size, a penis being bigger. So shorter pointer finger, bigger dick, okay? The bigger space between the ring finger and the pointer finger. Now, if it's the other way around where your ring finger is shorter, it's fine. And your pointer finger, it might be longer. That's okay. That just means you probably had more estrogen in the womb. And you might have be on the smaller side of the scale when it comes to penises, no matter what your height might be. And that's okay because it doesn't really matter the size. And people do say the size matters. What matters, honestly, I promise you, I have been with guys that have huge dicks that are terrible at sex and guys that have very small penises that are like have been the best sex ever. So it doesn't matter, my friend. Okay. Bottom line is love your body, whatever it is. But that's going to bring us to dream scene. All right. So in this portion of the show, I talk about what my dream or ideal version of whatever the topic is we're talking about is. So today's topic happens to be vaginas and penises. So we're going to talk about my dream vagina. This is what my dream vagina would look. I definitely would want less fat tissue around like my mound. Even though I love my vagina, I would, if I could pick, okay, if I could pick and I could change it, and then I would have, I have like these, like scars, like on, I guess they're really not quite at my vagina level, but they're kind of around like my buttocks and the in upper inside, like where my fucking leg attaches to my, you know, like my pelvis. And there's like some scars there, like scar tissue there. And some like stretch marks from, when I was pregnant. I wish that those were not there. When it comes to like how my labia is and like my pubic hair and stuff, I'm good about it. I like, my vagina is like a pinkish color and it's very normal looking, I guess. And it does the job, right? It's, yeah, it gets me through there. It's good and it works and yep. But that would be like more, if I could change or if I could have like my dream vagina, that would be it. I would say, for the dicks, like, let me think. Okay. My dream penis, not on me. This is not gonna, not like I want this dream penis, but it like one to have to use, I guess. I would say, definitely nothing that is like overly large, because it's would be hard to like put in. I want something that I could like put all the way down my throat that I could like slightly gag on, but it actually could fit without like my teeth, like, hurting it, like scraping against my teeth because it's so fucking fat or wide, and I have a big mouth, so I can put a lot in there, you know. So something that's gonna like fit there, and maybe something with like a little, like curve to it, just to like hit differently, like when it goes in, and just that be like a little more fun. And I would say definitely something. This is gonna be kind of like gross, but I like balls too. So I want like hairy balls, not like tiny tight ones that are like up into your body, like a, not drooping down to your fucking knees, but like a good, a nice ball sack. And it needs to have hair. I need to have hair. need to have it. I need to have the happy trail. I need to have the hair. That would be like ideal. I like to have I like to have like, I do like to eat ass, okay? I do. I like it. So I like to, and I like to be hairy. I like to have a fucking, I like the hairy balls, hairy asshole, hairy fucking, all around, and I want the dick to be able to fit in my mouth. That's what I'm going for. That's my dream. My dream penis. Okay, so that's gonna do it for today, you guys. Thank you for sticking around. I hope no matter what your penis looks like or whatever your vagina looks like, that you're totally happy with it. That you don't try to compare yourself to other people, and just really be a good lover to yourself and be a good lover to your partner, and you're gonna be fine, okay? And just remember that if thicker girls do not have bigger vaginas, okay? All right, everybody, that's gonna do it. Thank you to everybody who participated in my Valentine giveaway. Thank you guys for helping make season 3 an awesome start, and I'm so looking forward to the rest of this season. If you have any questions or you want to get in contact with me, please DM me on Instagram at yourgirlfriendtess at Instagram, or you can email me at yourgirlfriendtess@gmail.com. And of course, I will leave that all in the description box for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being so patient for this whole day. I know it's kind of like the 11th hour getting out this episode, but it is still Thursday, so we did it. Okay, guys, I will see you back here in 2 weeks. I miss you so much already. Thank you. Bye.